This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver city officials say that they still don't know if the Denver Art Museum is properly keeping track of city-owned art. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
3 years after an audit identified inventory methods, an unclear relationship between the museum and the city, and other areas of concern, Denver auditor Timothy M. O'Brien says fewer than half of his office's recommendations have been fully implemented. One of the problems is that Denver officials can't track all the assets the city owns because they weren't given complete access to the museum's systems. The follow-up report comes in the wake of extra scrutiny on the art world over the looting of ancient works. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum did not immediately return a request for comment. Aurora newspaper The Sentinel has won access to footage of a closed-doors meeting held by city councilors last year. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The Sentinel sued the Aurora City Council for video of a private meeting where members discussed whether to censure conservative colleague Danielle Jurinski. At the time, Jurinski was accused of breaking council rules when she called leaders of the Aurora Police Department trash and pushed for their resignations on a talk radio show. But council members decided to end the censure process during the private gathering after speaking with attorneys. The Colorado Court of Appeals now says that meeting violated state transparency laws, and council must release footage of it to the Sentinel. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Amazon is rolling out a new grocery subscription service to Prime members in Denver. For about $10 per month, customers will get unlimited grocery deliveries for orders totaling more than $35 from Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh. Amazon is also testing the model in Columbus, Ohio, and Sacramento, California. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.